Good morning. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. Welcome back, everyone. Good to see that you are back here with me today. In today's episode, I am going to be talking about how to manifest the correct way, how to align your energy on the right frequency so that you can manifest everything that you desire. We, all of us humans, we are a magnet. We attract whatever into our life. So whatever energy you are at, I'm trying to explain this in a way that you understand, because I don't want to confuse you. So let's say that your energy frequency at the moment is really negative, or stressed out, or impatient, or angry, or full of fear and doubts. Because you are a magnet, because you attract the same thing that your energy is, the same stuff into your life that your energy is vibrating at, you will attract more of those things into your life. So if you try to meditate, visualize, and manifest when you are feeling stressed, angry, upset, nervous, fearful, doubtful, impatient, you will attract more of those circumstances into your life. You will attract things which are fearful, doubtful, stressful, things that are not good, negative things, negative people, negative circumstances into your life. So before you can attract the good things into your life, whether it is love, whether it is a new job, whether it is to travel or money or whatever it is that you desire, you have to be coming from a healthy place. You have to be coming from a happy place, from a place of love. You must come from a place of love. Energy vibrates at the same energy frequency that you... So let me rephrase that. Let's say that you want abundance, right? So you want more abundance in your life, an abundance of wealth, of happiness, of love, of success. Your energy must then vibrate at the same energy frequency as abundance in order to manifest abundance into your life. Does that make any sense? I think that makes a little bit more sense like that. So let's say that I want to attract, okay, the man of my life into my life, okay? And I start to meditate, I start to manifest, I start to visualize the man of my life coming to me. If I am doing visualization and meditation and manifestation from a place of doubt and from a place of fear, I will not manifest the man of my life into my life. I will manifest a guy that's totally wrong for me. I will manifest an unhealthy love. I will manifest a love that creates more doubt and fear in my life, which is not what I really want. So in order to manifest the real man of my life into my life, I must come from inner peace. I must do it from love. And I must do it from a place where there's no fear. And that's where the inner work comes into play. A lot of inner work has to happen before you can manifest what you really desire. And a lot of people don't do the inner work, and maybe they just don't know. They don't know this, but they're not aware of the fact that you have to come from a place of love and no fear, no anger, and pure peace in order to manifest what you desire into your life. So they don't realize this. They try to manifest whatever it is that they desire. It never happens. They give up and they say, oh, manifestation doesn't work. Yes, it does work. If you notice, if you take a look at your life and you see, okay, let's say, I don't know your situation because I'm not actually personally speaking to you guys right now. It would be easier if I could. But since I can't, let's just use an example. Let's say that one of you is going through a really rough time right now. Let's say that you are, I don't know, jobless, or you are going through a separation, or you're just unhappy and depressed for whatever reason. Maybe you're a single parent. I've been there. I'm still a single parent, so I know all about that. let's say that you are just going through something really difficult right now. If you are coming from a place of negativity, then you will have a hard time reaching a place of positivity. And if you look at your life, have you noticed how when you're really angry and you're really stressed out or really depressed or just going through a really rough time or just having a really bad day, it just continues to keep on like that? You continue to have bad stuff happening. Kind of like when you wake up in the morning, I like to use this example because I used to come from a place of fear. I used to come from a place of doubt. I used to come from a place where there was no self-love. And when I was that woman, I manifested things into my life that I didn't want. And they made me even put my, they caused me to be in a worse place than before. So I had to do a lot of inner work to change that and to always come from a place of love and no fear. Now I am human, of course. So I will step into a moment. I will have my human experiences. Something might happen and I might get upset for a minute or fearful for a minute. And that's called being a human. You can't stop that. We're not superheroes in that sense. So we can stop that. I mean, we're going to feel that, but it's what we do with that energy that really counts. So after going really deep into inner work and getting better at controlling how I see the world and how I experience the world, I have learned to process whatever emotion comes to my surface immediately, really quickly, and push it away and replace it with love. I've learned to do that within 10 seconds. Sometimes it takes maybe 5 minutes if it's a really bad situation, but I can do that even in 10 seconds now. Something can happen. It's really painful or hurtful or irritating. I have a human experience for a few seconds to a few minutes. Okay. I understand. I feel like this because this happened. I get it. I process it. I let it go. And I literally say to myself in my head, I choose love. I forgive myself for having a fear of whatever it is that I'm fearful of or whatever it is that I'm angry at. And I choose love instead. And I literally make a conscious decision to change it. It's a conscious thing. You have to be really aware of what you're doing. And in that moment, when I say that to myself, and I usually say it out loud, when I say that to myself, I literally have a shift with my emotions. I go from a fearful place or an angry place to a place of understanding and a place of peace and a place of love where there is no doubt. And that is when I can start to manifest and meditate and pray and visualize the life that I desire in a way that it will actually come true. But getting back to what I was saying earlier, I got totally off route. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like all over the page today. So going back to the example that I was saying before, let's say, and I know that all of you have experienced this. We've all experienced this. You wake up in the morning. Oh my God. It's like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, right? Everything goes wrong. You wake up, you have a backache because you didn't sleep in a good position. The coffee tastes bad today. Your clothes don't look good today. Everything you try on looks crappy. You're in such a rush to find the right outfit. It's not right. Everything is on the bed. Everything is a mess now because you're trying to find the right clothes to wear to work. Because it took you so long to find the right clothes, you don't have time for breakfast. You rush out the door. You're stuck in traffic all day long. You get to your work. Your boss is in a bad mood. Everything's going wrong at work and blah, 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 blah. It just continues on and on and on and on. And your whole day sucked. And the reason that is because you stayed in that negative energy. When you woke up in the morning and things started to go wrong, you started to tell yourself, oh, I'm having a bad day. Or you said to yourself, it's going to be one of those days. I can just feel it. It's going to be one of those sucky days. You're basically telling the universe, hey, universe, my morning sucked. And bring me some more of that. I want more negative stuff today. Bring it on, baby. And what does the universe do? It brings you more negative circumstances into your life. And that's why your whole day sucks. And I know you've experienced this. I experienced this before I was able to replace my emotions with love and peace. So I used to experience that too. Now, And you can learn to do this too. If I wake up in the morning and certain things go wrong from the moment that I step out of bed, you know what I say to myself? I say, okay, this morning has been challenging. I forgive myself for that. I forgive myself for getting annoyed at everything that has gone wrong this morning. But I choose to have a good day. I choose to have the rest of my day be awesome. I choose love. I choose peace. That's it. That's it. And you know what happens? The universe says, okay, like attracts like. This girl, this woman is coming from a place of happiness, of calm, of peace. I'm going to bring her good circumstances into her life today. Positive things into her life today. Because remember that humans are like a magnet. This is physics. I'll do another podcast episode about that. But this is real basic physics. This is quantum physics that, or just even physics, humans are attracting the same energy that they give. This is science. So if you are in a positive energy frequency, you will attract positive circumstances. If it's negative, you attract negative circumstances. So then the law of attraction says, all right, this girl just stated she's going to have a good day. She's in a good mood, even though her morning was bad. She's in a really good mood. She's vibrating at a high energy frequency level. So I'm going to bring her more high energy frequency level stuff into her life. And that's how it happens. So this is why so many people, when they try to manifest things into their lives, it doesn't work. They're coming from a place of desperation. They're coming from a place of doubt. They're coming from a place of fear. They're coming from a place of aggravation, of anger, where there's no love. It's not going to work. Remember, like attracts like, just like a magnet. Like attracts like. So you become a magnet. Your energy, the energy that you give into the universe every day, you will attract more of that energy. Positive, you're positive, you'll attract more positive. You're negative, you'll attract more negative. So the next time that you want to manifest something into your life, if you want to manifest true love, or you want to manifest money or a better job or whatever it is that you desire, before you start manifesting that thing, I want you to meditate first. You are human. You're going to have human feelings. You're going to have human experiences. God knows that I have them too every day, but I bring myself back to a place of love and peace. And that's what's important. The important thing here to remember is not don't have those human emotions, because you will. You can't stop them. The important thing is don't stay in those human emotions that are unhealthy for you. Don't stay there. Get yourself out of there, replace it with love instead. So the next time you want to manifest or start visualizing your dream life, I want you to first meditate. Sit down, take 3 huge, deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and release whatever stress you're feeling that day. Release it out. With every breath, I want you to literally imagine taking your stress, taking your fears, taking your doubts, your depression, whatever you're feeling, putting it into a box. And as you take that deep breath, or you, as you are exhaling that deep breath out, imagine that the box is coming out of your body with all those negative emotions inside of it. You are literally saying to yourself, get the fuck out of here. I don't need you. That's what I want you to imagine as you are meditating. Find your inner peace. When you have reached the state of inner peace and love, and you are no longer stressed, and you are no longer doubtful or fearful, then start visualizing your dream life. Then you can manifest what you truly desire into your life. And I know that you don't desire negative circumstances or negative people. You desire happiness. But you must come from a place of love and happiness first. You know that expression that people are always saying, you have to love yourself first before you can love another human being. It's true. But it's not just about loving other people. It's so much more than that. You have to love yourself, and you have to come from a place of happiness before you can have anything good in your life. You can't be a depressed, unhappy, angry person and expect to be dreaming your dream life. It's just not going to happen. You have to come from a happy place. You have to love yourself. Fill your soul and your heart with love first. Be that person who needs nothing to be happy. Be that person. Be that person who's so happy with her life that you don't even feel like you need to have a husband or a fancy car or $1 million. If you want to have those things, great. Those are great, wonderful things to have. I want them too, but I don't feel that I need them. I am so happy with my life. I am so happy with who I am. I am so happy to be so connected to the divine, to God, to the universe, that it doesn't matter what you throw at me, I'm still going to be happy. I am going to have a human experience, but I'm going to be happy because I am so freaking happy inside. And that is when you begin to attract the most miraculous events into your life. So that's just something to think about. I could literally go on another hour about this, but I won't do that to you guys. And next episode, I think next episode, I'm going to go ahead and give you like a little mini lesson about quantum physics. And I'm going to explain to you exactly why it is that your body is like a magnet and how it is that you are attracting the same energy frequency into your life as what you give into the universe. I want to explain the science behind this so that you can understand a little bit better. I love you guys. I hope you have a fabulous day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please go ahead and subscribe and come back for Tuesday's episode. I'll see you next Tuesday. Take care.